You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. We are rejoined by my beautiful co-host, the Vanna White of 97.1, Tammy Haldeman. All right.
Nice. Thanks.
And, Tammy, one of the things I love about you, too, is that when I met you, it was after divorce, when I had gone through major financial issues, and I'd moved into a little bitty house, and I remember thinking at that point, you know, I don't know if I really want to be dating and bringing somebody back to this little house. And then I started thinking, you know what? The right person is not going to matter. Mm-hmm. And of course, when I met you,
right,
it didn't matter because you were not money driven.
No, I was housing myself in a basement of a friend's home.
After
in
your
a
divorce.
Cubicle.
Yeah, after yeah,
seriously,
the only walls
people,
were,
it was a cubicle. I had cubicle walls.
Well,
in
it's
the basement.
It's been a good match.
It has been, and I think with both of our conservative approach, I think that keeps us a little stable.
Yeah, and mistakes that we both have made in the past brings us an element of discipline because the proximity of consequence of spending too much money is not a long way off. I've seen it up close, and I know what it looks like, and I know what it feels like to get in that situation. And I tell you what, the pain of discipline weighs ounces, where the pain of regret weighs tons. And I just don't want to get in that situation ever again where I have that pain of regret where you it weighs tons is probably an understatement because the boulder it feels like you're carrying around all the time when you have that much debt, it's just scary. So let's look at some of the just staggering statistics that we see out there because we mentioned in the last segment that we're about to hit $1 trillion
in
credit card debt as a country.
Right.
And when we look at this, so the average American household has $5,700 in credit card debt. Okay, so $5,700. Now, here's where it gets more interesting is the average for balance-carrying households is $16,048. Okay, so basically about three times as high. Now, let's make sure, did you immediately catch that differentiation?
I'm still letting that soak in because the average household debt is $5,700. But what that doesn't tell me, and I'm assuming that has to deal with credit card debt.
Right, the average credit card debt.
And then the average balance carrying households, meaning the households that carry that balance.
Right, so what that basically means is that there are a lot of households out there with no debt at all.
Right.
So if you average them in too with all the zero debt households,
it brings it to
$5,700. Mm-hmm. But if you look at just the ones that have some credit card debt that carry a balance at all, now all of a sudden it goes
now
from $5,700 up to $16,000 is the average balance. That's pretty significant.
That is, and that honestly, because it's $3.4 trillion, I was thinking that number would be a little bit higher. But
we had $3.4 trillion it's all consumer debt.
Okay,
and we're basically at about $1 trillion for credit card debt.
Okay. So, I'm reading that wrong.
And when we look at those stats, too, 38% of all the households carry some sort of credit card debt.
38%.
So we basically have 62% have no credit card debt at all.
Got it. Okay.
And so that's definitely that differentiator on why it jumps up so much. That average of $16,000 per household that carries debt.
Right.
And also, here's where it gets interesting: is households with the lowest net worth. Okay, if they have zero or negative net worth, hold an average of $10,308 in credit card debt. Okay, so then when we have a chart we're actually going to post on our website that graphs this out by your net worth. Mm-hmm. So the highest out of all of the net worth categories was people with negative or zero net worth have the highest credit card debt, but then it drops way down. So as soon as somebody has at least $1 of net worth, their average debt drops down to $3,946, much lower. And then as the net worth goes up, they have all these different categories. And as it goes up, it's a perfect stair step where people with the highest net worth of $500,000 and more have the most credit card debt next to the ones with zero or a negative net worth.
They're still below the zero to negative by
a
couple
less than
thousand.
Them. Right, but it's a perfect stair step that goes up. The higher your net worth, the higher your credit card debt. Now, it won't be higher as a percentage of your income.
Right. It's just in the number of transactions or carrying.
Right. They maybe have the ability to carry a little bit more debt.
Right. Right. That makes sense.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about credit card debt in the United States and what an epidemic it is and how difficult it is to get out of it. So they also broke these statistics down, Tammy, by all these different categories. I thought credit card by region was interesting because when we look at this by state, okay, so by state, highest credit card debt state out there was Alaska. They were at about $7,700 in average credit card debt in Alaska.
It's district probably because they subscribe to Netflix a lot and rent movies.
Yeah, they have nothing better to do in Alaska.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
Spending it all on camping gear. I don't know. Gander Mountain.
Right.
Well, District of Columbia is second highest, and then goes state by state by state. And, of course, conservative Missouri, not mm-hmm. so bad. We're number 37
right.
out of all the states.
Yeah, it looks like we trade places with Rhode Island and Louisiana every once in a while.
Can you really even count Rhode Island as a state?
It is pretty insignificant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small state.
But, you know, I don't mean to offend anyone who's from Rhode Island.
Those two people? Both of the people in Rhode
Island,
really we don't want to offend
you. It's
really
tiny on my map, well, I'll just say.
Yeah, yeah, in the geography, you know, good luck finding it.
Well, my Google Map says zoom in, and I'm already zoomed in, so it's pretty small.
So they also broke down the average credit card debt by age. Okay, so I thought this was kind of interesting, too, because the lowest credit card debt is going to be two places. It's going to be the bottom of the age bracket and the top, so less than 35 years old. And 75 years and over are the lowest amounts of credit card debt. And it goes up in a stair step where the highest credit card debt by age
is our age bracket.
Right, our age bracket. So 45 to 54 years old. We barely made that age bracket.
Yeah.
We can pretend like we're in the one below it.
That's where I stopped counting.
So why is this? So the credit card debt peaks for people 45 to 54 years old. And then it starts to go back down again. And when you look at this, here's where the logic is on why this is that those are the years when you have the highest net worth, typically.
True. You still have kids, you have college, you have...
Right.
Yeah.
So the greater the household income, the higher the credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
So individuals with the highest annual income percentile, so 90th to 100th, had an average of $11,200 in credit card debt. Nearly four times as much as households making the least amount of money.
Mm.
So definitely kind of explains that. Here's another thing that's interesting, Tammy, and this was, I don't know if this went against what your instincts told you, but when they look at average credit card debt by gender, okay, because I think women have the reputation of being shoppers.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, they definitely do, but it looks like the men are, maybe their toys are more expensive.
Well, men have, on average, $2,200 more in credit card debt than the women do.
It's because we always look for the sale.
That may be true.
I just hear all my friends go, oh, I got this. I got 75% off.
Well, see, various reports indicate that women prefer the use of debit cards to credit cards.
It's I will say that is true for me. I would rather have my debit card.
Well, and also I think that women may buy a lot of the small ticket items where men are probably buying the bigger ticket items, the boat, the jet ski, the rifles, the guns, things that are like probably more expensive toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Now, here's the one that's going to make you uncomfortable is average credit card debt by race. Mm-hmm. Is this topic too taboo?
I just try to stay out of those conversations.
All right. So highest credit card debt among races is white race. The white race has an average of $7,942 in credit card debt. Second highest were Asians. And let's see, third highest in this list were
Actually,
others.
Yeah.
I think we
yeah.
have some others next door.
It's possible.
I don't even know what
I don't
mean
even know
that.
What that means, but yeah.
Hispanics were the second lowest, and blacks had the next lowest. Now,
right.
according to some of the other things that come in this report, that also could be determined by the income brackets.
That's true. That's true. So the it's interesting nonetheless, and it could just be income. It could be just what they've grown up with. I mean, there's so many variables to all of those behaviors.
Well, and know too that these, you know, statistics like this, when I talk about averages by gender or by race, last time we talked about something where we had, where there was some gender information. Mm-hmm. I actually had a couple of listeners reach out that were upset about it, that got a little offended by that gender information, because they just didn't like, they didn't feel like they fit that trend.
Well, I don't fit a lot of the trends either.
Absolutely.
I don't. I mean, you know, it is the average of the whole United States. I mean,
right.
That's what they're taking information
from.
So
if you're the guy and you have really low credit card debt, don't get offended by the fact that the average male has a little too much credit card debt compared to women.
Right. So, yeah, no biggie.
All right. So if you want to see any of these stats, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And at smartwithyourmoney.com, you'll be able to look for the credit card debt statistics. And also on there, we're going to remember to look for the debt snowball spreadsheet that you can download if you want a way to be able to get rid of your own debt.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'll make sure these links for these charts and the survey information is connected.
One of the other things I want to throw out there too, and there's, if you want to be able to have a debt strategy and look at, is it right to maybe consolidate some of that debt into a home loan? Okay. And the last thing I want to do is encourage everybody to use their home as a piggy bank. But what I can do for you is I can help you make sure that you pay the lowest blended interest rate on all of your debt. And your home can just be a tool to help you do that at times. So if you want advice in that area, definitely reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 472-DOUG, 3684, the numbers for that. Or you can go to the website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Shoot me a contact form on there, and it'll come right directly to my email, and we'll set up a time to talk about your personal situation. So coming up, Tammy, we're going to be talking about some of the abbreviations and acronyms that get used in the real estate and mortgage industry when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.